Tennessee fines 5 offshore sportsbooks for operating illegally. The Tennessee Sports Wagering Council, SWC, has imposed $250,000 in fines against 5 offshore sportsbook operators for conducting illegal gambling activity within the state. Each of the 5 entities, Costa Rica-based BetAny Sports, Bookmaker, and Jazz Sports, Panama-based BetOnline, and Curaçao-based Everygame, received individual penalties of $50,000 for violating the Tennessee Sports Gaming Act by accepting wagers from residents without the required licensure. In a statement from July 15, the SWC identified these operators as engaging in unlawful activity by offering sports betting services to individuals located within Tennessee despite not being authorized by state regulators. Under the Tennessee Sports Gaming Act, all sportsbooks must obtain a license from the state to legally operate and offer betting services to consumers. Operating without such approval constitutes a direct violation of state law. This recent enforcement action is part of an ongoing initiative by the SWC to target unauthorized sports betting platforms and safeguard Tennessee's regulated market. With the addition of these fines, the total amount levied against illegal operators by the council has reached $600,000 to date. The SWC has emphasized that removing unlicensed sportsbooks and any associated businesses from the state remains a top priority. Executive Director of the SWC, Mary Beth Thomas, reiterated the importance of protecting Tennessee consumers from unregulated platforms. She noted that illegal operators are willing to collect both money and sensitive personal information from users without any legal accountability. When consumers engage with offshore sportsbooks, they risk exposing their data to unverified entities that may not comply with any consumer protection standards. The SWC is actively collaborating with various law enforcement agencies to expand efforts aimed at eliminating these unauthorized actors from the Tennessee sports betting ecosystem. The council has warned that any business entities in Tennessee found to be supporting or facilitating the operations of these illegal sportsbooks could face both civil and criminal penalties under state law. To assist residents in making informed decisions, the SWC provides a list of licensed sportsbooks and vendors on its official website at tn.gov/swac. The list allows consumers to verify which operators are legally permitted to conduct sports betting activities in Tennessee and to distinguish legal platforms from illegal ones. State continues to target illegal gaming operators. The state has seen previous enforcement success in this area. Curaçao-based Bovada ceased operations in Tennessee in October after receiving a $50,000 fine from the SWC, and Social Sportsbook Legends exited the market in April following a cease and desist order. These precedents highlight the SWC's capacity to drive unauthorized operators out of the state through consistent regulatory action. Legal sportsbooks in Tennessee must adhere to strict requirements, including prohibiting anyone under the age of 21 from placing wagers and disallowing bets made on credit. These rules are designed to ensure responsible gambling and consumer safety, standards that illegal operators often ignore. The SWC pointed out that offshore books have been known to violate state law by offering wagers on chance-based events, extending credit, accepting cryptocurrency, and featuring casino-style games like slots or online poker, all of which are prohibited in Tennessee's legal sports betting framework. The SWC continues to monitor the industry closely and plans to take further action against any operators or facilitators who attempt to bypass the state's regulatory system. By maintaining a strong enforcement presence, the council aims to foster a legal and secure betting environment for all Tennessee residents.